From NPR and WBUR, I'm Robin Young.
And I'm Lisa Mullins. It's Here and Now. In a bit, a look at that raid by U.S. Special Forces to free non-American hostages in Yemen.
But first, the news that Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg had a stent operation after she experienced discomfort during routine exercise. A statement from the court says the 81-year-old justice is recovering comfortably at a Washington, D.C. hospital. But what has NPR's legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg heard? Nina is also in D.C. Nina, what have you heard?
Well, she's not only awake and alert, she's demanding work from her staff. She's talking to friends on the phone. She's expected to go home tomorrow and expects to be on the bench on Monday.
Okay. Well, we get an idea of what a vital 81-year-old this is because she was, after all, exercising when this happened. But what happened and what kind of procedure was this?
I gather that she experienced some minor pain and her trainer got hold of her secretary, and they talked her into going into the hospital and getting it checked out. And when they checked it out, they found that one artery was blocked. The rest of the heart is apparently absolutely fine, but this one artery was blocked. So she had this stent procedure. I don't think they even call it an operation. Of course, doctors never call anything an operation. I say that as the wife of a surgeon. But in this procedure, what they did was they thread a balloon up through either your groin or your arm, and I gather they did it through her wrist, up through her arm, and then they blow up the balloon to get out the blockage from your heart. Mm-hmm. They then pull a string on the balloon, essentially, and it then opens up the artery so that it's no longer blocked by the accumulation of stuff that's there.
Very common procedure. We also know that Justice Ginsburg is a two-time cancer survivor. In 1999, she was treated for colon cancer. Then in 2009, she had a survey for pancreatic cancer. But are there any other concerns about her health right now? Because as you well know, people are eyeing her seat on that bench warily.
Well, she has been very clear about the fact that she has no intention of going anywhere as long as she can do the work. And anybody who's watched any of the interviews that she's done, and I've done a couple of them, for example, at the 92nd Street Y, I did one this year, you sort of marvel at all the marbles that she has in her head, and you feel kind of stupid compared to her. She speaks very carefully. She doesn't say something she doesn't want to say, but there's never an or an and there's sort of total recall of the kind that's absolutely phenomenal. She is, you know, but when you look at her, she's probably 90-some-odd pounds, and she's a teeny little person. And she looks frail, but she can do lots of push-ups. I mean, she was working out.
With a trainer.
With a trainer.
Nina, you know the debate. I mean, liberals like Erwin Chemerinsky of the University of California Law School are calling on her to resign to ensure that a Democratic president would appoint her successor. How is this going to dovetail into that debate, do you think?
Well, the only person this matters to is her. And what she has said continually, she said it to me, she said it to other reporters, she said it on the record, is who can the president get through the Senate? And this was before they even lost control of the Senate. Who do you think the president can get through the Senate who's better than me? And I think the parenthetically the subtext is, or that I would think is better than me, that I would think will carry the banner for the things that I care about, including very much women's rights and some other issues. Yeah. So I don't see that in the cards anytime soon. And you know, as you said, she's on the one hand, she's 81. Anything can happen anytime. On the other hand, Justice Kennedy had a stent inserted in 2005. That's whatever it is, number of years ago, and he's fine.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned her age, and that's the other debate. She was appointed by President Clinton in 1993. She served 21 years. There are people who argue there should be an age limit.
Well, there are people who have proposed putting a term limit or a time of that you can't serve more than X number of years. And I heard proposals like that from conservatives when liberals dominated the court. I hear them now from liberals when conservatives dominate the court. It would take a constitutional amendment, 2/3 of the House and Senate, plus 3/4 of the states. I think the odds of that ever happening are pretty dim.
Yeah. Nina Totenberg, NPR Legal Affairs correspondent, talking about the news today that Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Justice Ginsburg, had to have a heart stent operation. But as Nina reports, Ginsburg expects to be back on the bench working on Monday. And Nina, you mentioned your 92nd Street Y evening with her. That was the night where she told you that she had notorious RBG T-shirts.
She loves to give them out as gifts. She has tons of them, and she's sort of, it was her clerks called this site to her attention, and she loves it.
Yeah. Well, we will link people to your conversation at herenow.org. Nina, thank you.
Thank you.